My guest is Dutch film director Paul Verhoeven. His new film, RoboCop, is one of the big hits of the summer. It's his first American film. His previous films include The Fourth Man and Soldier of Orange. RoboCop is set in the future in crime-ridden Detroit. It stars Peter Weller as Murphy, a cop who is brutally murdered by a gang of crazed drug dealers. His dead body is refashioned into a new kind of law enforcer that is half man and half machine, called RoboCop. RoboCop is designed by a ruthless corporation called OCP, which controls the police force and is trying to take over the whole city. Paul Verhoeven grew up in Europe following World War II and recalls watching a lot of action movies. His new action film is filled with shootings, car chases, and firebombings. He told me that seeing a lot of American movies as a young boy left a strong impression on him.
I was educated with American action pictures, and I loved that as a child, and I think you never forget things like that, and it's somewhere in my mind, and having the chance to do it now as an adult, I think I like that very much.
When you were shown the script for RoboCop, did you see things in the script that made you realize that the movie could be more interesting than just a run-of-the-mill genre film?
When I started to study the script in a serious way, I was really immediately then aware of the different layers, levels, or whatever you want to call that, that for me made the film more than an action picture.
What were some of the things, some of the layers that made it more than an action picture to you?
Well, the two important things for me were the fact that there was this situation, kind of what I would call kind of a religious situation of a man who loses his soul and his body and is then resurrected into another body, into the body of a robot. But there is still something of his past or his human characteristics are still there, and he starts to memorize them. And the other layer, of course, is the corporate level of what in the film is called the OCP organization, which has taken over the police force and things like that, and is a kind of a metaphor, of course, for modern government, I think. These were the two things that attracted me immensely and made me think that I could do an action picture like RoboCop. I think without these elements, I would have refused to do it. I would have been even not able to do it.
You had to choreograph a lot of action and violence for the movie. The most gripping death sequence is when the cop, Murphy, is killed. He's the cop who becomes the RoboCop later on in the movie.
Right.
And I wonder where you got your image of what it would be like to be tortured and then shot to death slowly by these thugs. Does your image of that come from other movies? Have you been exposed to violence of that, or is it just fantasies that you had that you were drawing on?
Well, it's certainly it has not happened to me, of course, but I grew up, when I was a child, I grew up in Holland, and we were occupied by the Germans at that time. Our houses and the neighborhood was bombed continuously. There were always people dead on the streets. I mean, it was a very violent use. And I think memories of that are slipping into my movies, not only in this one, I suppose also in the other ones. And the violence and the cruelty is something that I think is, I call it hell, but it's something what happens on Earth, of course. And I think I give a kind of a feeling there of what human beings can do to each other and regularly are doing to each other.
Now, one New York film critic, a film critic from The Village Voice, wrote, describing the violence in your movie, he wrote, "I didn't know whether to laugh or to cry about how much I enjoyed every brutal, perverse minute of it." And I wonder if you've gotten that reaction from a lot of people, that they really enjoyed your movie, but they felt ambivalent enjoying the violent scenes.
Well, it was the first reaction I got from my wife when she saw the picture. And she was the one who, in fact, pushed me in the first place to do the picture. But when she saw the picture, she said to me, well, and of course, I think she likes me very much. She said, "It's so strange seeing this picture. I'm really amazed about myself that I enjoyed that violence and the ending of the picture that much. And I don't understand that really, because she's a really non-violent person. And she said that there was something in the picture that seduced her to accept the violence and to even like the violence. And it's certainly, this ambivalence is certainly there. And that might be something with my character. I know there is, I think, in my character something like a fascination for violence, which has no moral implication at all. It's certainly a kind of an amoral feeling. And on the other hand, there is this kind of fear for violence. And I think both are there at the same moment. And there is no synthetic solution that I brought into the picture. And certainly there is no synthetic solution that I have for these things in my life. I think it's something we can't solve, that both things are there, the attraction and the repulsion.
Peter Weller, who's the actor that plays the main character in the movie, spends most of the movie in a steel robot costume, and that also has a steel hood. So during much of the movie, the only part you see of Peter Weller's body is his lips coming through that steel helmet. Why was it important to have a good actor in that costume, someone who would be, for the most part, invisible? You could have, you know, tried a stuntman for those sequences.
Yes, you could have tried. But I have tested about 70, perhaps 100 actors with interviews or with videotapes for that part. And the problem is, and that's why you need a good actor, it's extremely difficult to make convincing movements as a robot. It easily looks very silly. And I think acting, which is partly physical acting, and it's not even mime acting, it's just body movement, and I think body movement is part of acting. And I think film, of course, is still for me a visual art, and the words are important, but the words are more important for characters, psychological characters, than for a more symbolic character as RoboCop is.
You're living in Los Angeles now. Do you plan to stay in America and make more American movies?
Absolutely.
Why would you like to stay here and do American films?
Well, I got the feeling during this 1.5 year that I worked on RoboCop that there were so many talented people around. And in fact, there are talented people in my country, and they are all over the world, of course, but there is so much diversity of talent here. I think because the United States is a country where people from so many different sides of the world came together that you find, for your actors, for example, you find so many different faces, characters, psychological backgrounds, everything, that the choice is really wonderful. And then on the technical field, I think the Hollywood film industry is the most advanced of the world. So for somebody who wants to make pictures, it's a real ideal place. And then secondly, and I think that's even more important, what's happening in the United States, especially on whatever field, if it's on the religious field, like with Tammy Baker and Jim Baker, or on the political field with Oliver North or the other things that happened the last half year. I think it's such a fascinating country where, because it's still very democratic, a lot of things come to the surface that are hidden in other countries. And as a artist, as somebody who's interested in drama, it's a fascinating world. And it's really more inspiring to be here than to be in Europe at this moment. That's my feeling.
What kind of movies would you like to do in the future?
I would love to do a comedy.
Well, don't you think RoboCop is a comedy? I do.
It partly is, yes. But a complete comedy, where the accent is more, a little bit more on the actors, where the characters and the psychological backgrounds are more important, where there's a little bit more dialogue, and without any special effect.
Paul Verhoeven, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Paul Verhoeven is the director of RoboCop.